This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And the resistance is in your mind to Hollywood, the globalists, all of it. And for all my foibles, I am passionate. I am upset. I am angry. I'm territorial. I've studied history and I see we're being conquered by a bunch of globalist opportunists. But I see Hollywood, their whole system falling apart. But I wonder, how do they think they're going to bring in millions? I mean, there's just Muslim refugees all over Austin. They weren't here 5 years ago. It's just everywhere. New York, London, you think it's like an Islamic city. And then my thing is, they're rude to you. They're mad to you. Once they become the dominant group, they're not accepting. They kill gay people. They enslave women. And you're not supposed to say that. Then the left's all... Jake Tapper, you know, said, oh, beautiful, God is greater, God is great. It's so beautiful when it was reported that the guy was screaming Allah Akbar. I already played the clip 5 times. I'm not going to play it again. And it's like, what a sick freak. But no, he thinks that's his muscle. You see, Jake Tapper is a psychopath. He takes us being nice as weak. He sees Muslims willing to kill people as strong. He wants to cozy up as a sycophantic piece of crap. Am I accurate in saying that, or is that an oversimplification, Mr. Gern?
No, I think you're accurate in saying it. You know, really, what I'm seeing here is, you know, people think that, oh, these guys are doing what's right and what they're supposed to be doing, what they're supposed to be doing. Well, in a way, you know, in Islam, they are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. For this guy to say he was beautiful and I really don't get it. And that's really what I'm having a hard time with now, is that people like this individual are accepting of what's happening here. We saw what happened in the EU. We see what's happening all over in the UK. There's no
way.
That's
the talking point. Accept it and say it's beautiful as a good cucked Stockholm syndrome person like Tapper.
I know. I heard it last night and I just, yeah, you know, I got so mad. It was unbelievable to hear somebody say, this is, we need to accept this as the norm. Accept this as the norm. No, this isn't the norm, and this isn't what we need to be accepting at all. Not one bit. We are America, and we believe in our rights, we believe in our Constitution, and we need to hold to it. And anybody who doesn't believe in that, I'm sorry to say, but you need to go someplace else, because that's not the way it runs here in the United States of America.
And Stephen Gern, it's a formula. They're trying to get us, like Sweden, to go under mass Stockholm syndrome. They know what they're doing. If they can get us to accept Muslims murdering us with enjoyment with knives, guns, and trucks, then I guess we'll put up with anything. I mean, that's like NAMBLA is out saying, give us your kids now.
Yeah, it is. And again, you know, here we are. If we're not willing to fight, then we will fall. That's all there is to it. If we're not willing to fight...
Well, I want to fight. What do I do? I'm trying as hard as I can to spread the word. What else can I do? Because, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I just can't put up with much more.
You know what? This is what I think, okay? First of all, I think we need to go to our local law enforcement, our local state, our local councils, and we need to start informing them. We need to inform them. We need to get them educated on what the threat is. There's a company, actually, it's an organization called Understanding the Threat, and they are 100% dedicated to, and Frank Gaffney with the Center of Security Policy.
Yeah, let's get him on.
Yeah, absolutely, is dedicated to informing people of what this threat is and what they're capable of and how they're infiltrating us in the United States. And, yes, what we saw yesterday was an act of jihad. Although, how are we allowing this to happen is because we are losing on a lot of fronts when it comes to the policy side of the house. Because you have organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood who have infiltrated our government.
You know, this is a short segment. Stay there. Do one more with us, and Roger Stone's joining us. Because I want you to come in and spend like 5 minutes on understanding the threat. Because I was even, a tolerant guy. I was never pro-Islam, but I still bought into some of the let's be nice stuff. Maybe they'll listen. That's just taken as weakness, folks. And sure, you got Muslims that are slave to other Muslims who mean well and aren't bad people. But any practicing Sharia-compliant person, you're going to submit or they're going to kill you, and they're just waiting to do it.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
Stephen Gern, decorated Marine, and used to call him paramilitary with the company, doing different operations all over the world, is our guest. And in comes Trump. He says we're going to ban folks from these seven countries. They don't have real passports. The media freaks out. And then it's Chucky Schumer and Obama's program that brings in a guy and 28 of his family to be put on welfare and walk around in his diaper outfit all day, bitching at everybody, and then killing a bunch of people. And the media tries to cover up this Islamic attackers. The New York Times today, mile-long Manhattan truck attack kills eight. Not an Islamic ISIS attack kills eight using truck. No, it's a truck attack. And then right beside it, rise up, overthrow Trump. A full-page ad in the same section. Wow. Funded by George Soros, who brings in the Islamists. Wow. So finishing up, you were getting into what do we do? I agree. We've got to go out and speak out. We've got to go out to city councils everywhere and say the politically incorrect things to break their will. They want to scare everybody else. They're not having free speech. We have to exercise it up front so that others who are more timid have the courage. This is an information war. So recap what you were saying, Stephen Gern.
What I'm saying is, in order for us to fight this, we need to be able, we're not going to be able to do it on the big government level. It's just not going to happen because they don't want to accept it. What we need to do is we need to go to our local law enforcement, our local magistrates, where our local councils and so on and so forth, our local churches. We need to go out there and we need to educate these people. The people who don't want to be educated, the people who don't want to accept what we have to say, we don't waste time on them. There's no reason to waste time on them. I'm not going to beg somebody to understand what's happening here. I'm going to point out the things that are actually effective and how we can do to stop this, you know, penetrating force that we currently have. And by doing that, you're going to be able to bring on, you're putting together an army in understanding the threat, understanding what exactly is going on here in the United States. And until we understand that, until we educate the younger generations, until we, you know, educate ourselves to understand what Islam is, what Islamic law is all about, and what they're asking us or telling us or making us do, we can't, if we don't identify this threat, how can you fight it? The first thing you do in any war is identify your threat, and we're not identifying it. We're still not. The Obama, he never identified it, and just what you just said right there, they didn't identify the threat. They said it was a truck that drove through. Negative. It wasn't a truck that drove through. It was an Islamic terrorist act. That's what it was. It was an act of jihadism.
And if you want to know who's in charge, it's who you can't criticize. To think about this, to see the persecution of people that talk about it when the biggest victims of Islam are the people living in Islamic countries. Spend a minute on that and all the countries you've been in, how these people live, how women are treated.
Well, it's unbelievable. I mean, those few women, they don't even exist, okay? I mean, I remember going over there, you know, my very first time, and the women are in the back of the trucks while the men are driving in the front, and they're out there, you know, doing everything. So the women, it doesn't exist at all. There is no women's rights whatsoever. So anybody who believes that there is, there's just not. It doesn't matter. They kill each other in mass numbers, in mass numbers. They talk about, you know, what America's done. Just look at what happens in Iraq every day, in Baghdad. You know, vehicle bombs going off, killing 100 people. It's the norm. It's the norm over there, and it can't be the norm here. And that's the problem, is people aren't seeing that. The people are just evil. They don't care about anything. And maybe the reason why this group of people who are killed because they were Sunni and they weren't Shia, or this Shia is killing a Sunni. It's not ever going to end. I mean, they're going to kill each other, and they're definitely going to kill us because.
And why would we export tens of millions from the very worst, poorest, backwards bloodbath countries of inbred insanity? Why? What is the end game?
I can't figure out what the end game is. I'm trying to figure that out in such a way. It baffles me that
the left hates America and hates Christianity and is ugly. And it's a form of cucking. They want. Just like devil worshippers want to sacrifice a child to be bad. This is just an act of nastiness.
You're right, it is. I mean, it just seems like the left is all about destroying everything that we're about, whether it's Christianity, whether it's, the Constitution, whatever it is. It's just they want anarchy. It doesn't make any sense. And again, if we don't educate ourselves, we don't educate their generations and work with people to understand what we're facing, we are going to lose this fight. We cannot lose this fight.
I see, like you said, CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News saying, it's the new norm, relax, let's just not talk about it. But when some scumbag, lunatic, white terrorist goes and kills poor, innocent black people, 9 of them, every white person was to blame. Every Southerner was to blame. Every Christian was to blame. And I went, wait a minute. We're a diverse group. We're not to blame for him, but I decry what he did. But when Islam does it, oh, Islam's not involved. When, like you said, he was following exactly what Muhammad said to do.
Exactly. And again, we go back to identifying our threat. If we don't identify it, which we won't. I mean, okay, so, you know, we have a guy who went in there into a black church and he goes and kills a bunch of people, okay? What did we do? What did we say? We said, oh, well, he's a racist. And, you know, the Confederate flag is a racism flag. So we're going to get rid of all the Confederate flags. Now we're going to get rid of all the statues. We're going to get rid. So, okay, now he killed them with a truck. So are we going to go ban all the trucks now? Is that what the Democrats are going to do? We're going to go ban all the trucks that are being rented? No, they don't want to identify the actual threat. The threat that it was.
Is the person and the disease ideology?
It's not an ideology. It is what they believe. It is 100% what they believe. Islam is Islam. There is no, you know.
So you're saying it's not a sub-ideology. That's what I meant. It's the political Islam. It is the conquering, cancerous, orthodox Islam.
Yeah. It's what they're trying to get us to accept. But, you know, I'm having a hard time accepting it myself. So.
Well, here's the deal. We can't let this continue, and we can't lose our rights. While we then won't even profile people. You know, 5 years ago, the FBI tried to arrest him. Obama wouldn't. Just like San Bernardino. The FBI agents that investigated those guys 2 years before were under criminal investigation for civil rights violation. Obama's Justice Department tried to put FBI and federal marshals in jail for investigating the San Bernardino shooters. 2 years before, they should have gotten medals.
Exactly, they should have. And again, what it comes back to is if you identify somebody who you think may not be right, and you expose that person, what happens? You get beat up for it. You get called a racist. You get called a bigot. And that's the thing, and that's what I said on the other show. If you see something that's not right, and you don't say something, all you're doing is allowing this to happen. For me, if I see something that's not right, and you know what, if they're going to call me a name because of it, if it prevents a terrorist attack, then that's what I'm going to go ahead.
And again, the terror attacks are bad. We're sorry for those that died. But again, there's the overarching drive politically of why is this being done? What's going on? And then you look at Hollywood and all their hate of just anything good. It's just degeneracy. All right, my friend, facebook.com/Stephen.GERN. Stephen Gern, thank you so much. We look forward to having you back on very soon.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Alex. Hope you have a good day.
You bet. Yeah, that guy has hundreds of millions of views on his videos. And, you know, 6,000 followers on Twitter. A lot more folks need to follow that. Now, Roger Stone's hosting the balance of the hour, and then he's going to be hosting Into the War Room in studio with Owen Schroyer. Roger Stone, tell us what you got coming up.
Well, Alex, we're going to talk about what has been learned from the JFK documents we exclusively broke here at InfoWars, the president's bold and courageous decision to release the classified documents pertaining to the murder of President John F. Kennedy. We're going to talk about the tug of war with the intelligence services and their efforts to mount a rear guard action and cover up through censorship the guts of those. And it'll all be here on the Alex Jones Show and then the War Room.
With Roger Stone. Stay with us. Infowars.com, newswars.com. I know I keep saying it, but it's the truth. We're under attack. Our only hope is that you spread the word. But here's the secret. We're your hope as well. We're in this together. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
I wish a buck was still silver.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Back before Elvis.
Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would.
Hard to turn Merle Haggard off, isn't it?
The best of the free life.
Hard to believe 2017 is the year he died. So many people we lost this year.
I'm really over for good.
Stop rolling downhill.
I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Well, let me tell you, that's finally turned around. The pendulum swinging back.
With no kind of chance for the flag of the...
I'm going to hand the baton to Rogers. He's going to be on for hours coming up with Owen Schroyer. He has so much to get to. And if I was up here saying, we're the heart of the rebellion, we're the tip of the spear, you're the resistance, we're changing the world, if it wasn't true, it'd be comical. But when I sit back and I realize it's not talk, it's not even a good feeling. It's like a sickening feeling, but sickening in a good way, like it's so epic, so real, so timeless, so big that you can feel the victory. You can see the finishing line. But you know it's going to take everything you got to claw across it. But then you look back at tyranny and other nations that have fallen, and who wants to conquer us? A bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles. Don't just say that. That's who they are. And you're like, I need more energy to beat these people. It's the opposite of feeling strong or confident. It's feeling like we need to get more strength. We need everything to defeat these people. That's my frustration. It isn't fear when they come after me of what they'll do to me. It's fear that I'm too weak. I mean, when you think about these pedophiles we're up against, ladies and gentlemen, you think about the scum of the earth we're fighting. I mean, that's who they are. They've organized these forces globally and how bad they are and what they're doing to us. And you realize we have a chance to break their will. They want to break our will. And that's why I'm telling you, when you share the articles, the videos, the links, we're seeing more censorship the last few months than we saw 10 years before. And soon I'll be able to reveal to you the stuff they're doing behind the scenes, which strategically we're not revealing it yet. But they already tried to destroy my wife and my family, and I'm not complaining. I told everybody I'm asking for it. I'm willing to do it. I just need you to know that it's not just you're watching Alex Jones or Roger Stone. When you pray for us, number one, Providence. when you spread the links, the articles, the videos, the material, and talk to people in person, when you go down to city council or other places and speak out where they can't censor you, or at the soapbox or the church in the third dimension, not just online, it moves the world and gets more lemmings out of their trance. Now is the time of awakening. And when you financially support us and just commit to do it, sign up for AutoShip on whatever products it is that you need to reorder, whether it's coffee or supplements or, you know, whatever. It changes the world. And I'm coming to you because it's like a man calling for a glass of wine before he fights or whatever, like they used to say. It's not even out of courage you do it. It's out of you're too alive. You know, you're so awake, and you just want to ensure that you're not overconfident and that you've got what it needs. Because in this war, like any war, money is king. And so just go buy the supplements, buy the books, buy the videos, buy it all. Buy it aggressively. Put bumper stickers up. Get aggressive. Start your own show. Do your own thing. I'll have you on. I want to win. I want to get these people off our backs. Look, we didn't start this fight, but, man, I'm not taking it lying down. And I will defeat them. I will defeat John Podesta. I will defeat Hillary Clinton. I will defeat Hillary, all her minions, and Soros and all of them. But it's not like we're in business fighting with each other over a contract. These people want to literally erase the Renaissance. They are a bunch of scum who are threatened by freedom. And I will not bow to them and their inbred hordes of Islamicists they're bringing in. I will not bow, and I'm getting ready to go flamethrowing. And I don't say that in a position of like, oh, I'm about to get even tougher. I know how times are, seasons are. Now is the time for all of us politically to really turn it loose and really give them our full fight. Roger Stone, for the next couple hours, is hosting right into War Room coming up. Roger, thanks for letting me jump in here. But listeners, please support us today. Make the commitment, or we're already going to have great victory into the future off of all the things we've done. And I know we're going to win, but I want to win handily. And it's so easy if you commit to buy the products. We will expand. We won't just continue on. We will expand. We will be victorious. Roger, go ahead. Sorry for taking over.
Alex, many thanks. You know, I think it was Nietzsche that said, "That which does not kill me makes me stronger." I agree with Alex Jones. Do the lefties not understand that these personal attacks on us, these threats to kill my wife, my family, my children, and perhaps worst of all, my beloved dogs, this only makes me angrier and stronger and more firm in my resolve to expose the globalists, to expose the globalists, and expose those who would destroy the foundations and principles of America. CBS has a little film that they put up. Let's show that, because it shows you how vicious the attack has become.
So he's been vetted, and he's really great. So you're in this.
We're having some technical difficulties. We're doing two studios between each other today, but that's okay. It's live. It's worldwide. And we're going to break here in a minute, so we'll probably come back over there. But for radio listeners, we can go over some of this for people and just break down how savage and how vicious they've gotten. How long is this clip, guys? And then I can introduce it to you, and we can come back to it after the break.
We'll come back to it after the break. Coming up, we're going to take your calls. So I want to point out 888-201-2244. We're going to be taking them both in the Balance of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking them in the War Room as well. This is my favorite part of being on InfoWars, because so many people, as I move around, ask me, why don't you take more calls? They like the interactive nature of what we do here, and we like to hear from patriots. We want to hear what's on your mind. And while you're at it, I want to say one more time, BrainForce at an extraordinary discount right now on the InfoWars.com store. I was up all night last night, folks, in Washington, D.C., doing high-level meetings to try to get a grip on what the globalists have in mind for our president. And without brain force, I would be unable, literally, to do this broadcast.
And by the way, Roger, you've got the intel coming up that they plan to remove Trump by December. I forgot to bring that up. And he's got that CBS clip coming up, too. Roger Stone, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other super food ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you're behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
We'll be right back.
Live.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for my compatriot, Alex Jones. I'm a proud member of the InfoWars team. And it was here on InfoWars that it was revealed to the world that President Donald Trump would declassify the controversial, still secret, and closely held John F. Kennedy assassination records. You see, in 1992, the Congress, in the wake of the impact of Oliver Stone's monumental film, JFK, passed legislation that set specific timelines for the release of this bombshell data. Even in the initial releases in the 80s and 90s, the deep state, the military-industrial complex, indeed those responsible for the murder of President Kennedy, managed to redact and censor and hold back much of the data. When I spoke to the President of the United States 2 Thursdays ago, only 2 days before his historic tweet announcing that he would release this classified information, he was most interested in transparency. He was most interested in full disclosure. And as I predicted, the deep state, the Central Intelligence Agency principally, caught by surprise, had to move into high gear on a rear guard action to redact, that means black out, censor, and hold back as much of the data as possible, hoping that the American people would learn little and that their myth that Lee Harvey Oswald, a communist nut acting alone, shot President John Fitzgerald Kennedy 3 times from the back. Unfortunately, now, thanks to President Trump's courageous and bold decision, that narrative hasn't held up. What have we learned? Well, one paragraph that was brought to the fore in this release shows that the Surgeon General of the United States concluded that John Kennedy had been shot from the front, and that the bullet entered at the neck, at the trachea, which is why a tracheotomy was hastily performed on him to hide that entry wound. Big problem for the government. What else did we learn? Well, we learned that the Russian KGB conducted their own independent investigation into John Kennedy's murder, and they determined that Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ himself, old Big Ears, was the man who orchestrated the death of his predecessor. You see, Lyndon Johnson knew that the Kennedy Justice Department was hot on his heels in both the Bobby Baker and Billy Saul Estes corruption investigations. And he knew that Attorney General Robert Kennedy wanted him not only off the 1964 ticket, but he also wanted him in a federal penitentiary. Yes, LBJ was the man staring into the abyss. We also learned in the new disclosures that French intelligence, at the request of First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy, conducted their own investigation, and they determined that Lyndon Baines Johnson was the ringleader of the plot to kill our president. What else did we learn? Well, we learned that Lyndon Johnson, as a young congressman in his early political career, was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. That puts him up there with Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. No wonder they wanted this information withheld and kept from the American people. After all, Lyndon Johnson, who styles himself the civil rights president, even though in his years in the Senate, he blocked every major piece of voting rights, housing rights, or civil rights legislation, was reinventing himself for the consumption of the American voters. LBJ, a member of the KKK. We also learned that the government was aware of two witnesses who saw two men running from the site of the murder of the Dallas police officer, J.D. Tippit, and that neither one of those men met the physical description of Lee Harvey Oswald. We also learned that the casings found on the ground at the site of Oswald's alleged shooting of Tippit were from an automatic weapon. Yet, when Lee Harvey Oswald is arrested at the Texas movie theater, only minutes later, he's found with a revolver. So, more and more information coming to the fore from President Donald Trump's historic decision. Next up is going to be an examination of the incendiary diaries of the legendary CIA agent and agent provocateur E. Howard Hunt. It was InfoWars and Alex Jones who broke the story of the deathbed confessions of Hunt, who said and told InfoWars that he was on the ground in Dallas, that the operation in Dealey Plaza was indeed a CIA operation, that General Edwin Lansdale of the CIA was present, and yes, my favorite, LBJ, he said, was running the show. We'll have more on that in InfoWars down the road. Now, we are going to be taking your calls here shortly. Again, the number 888-201-2244. But before we get to that, I want to mention something that Alex Jones pointed out. We don't have wealthy billionaires standing in the wings ready to write giant checks to underwrite our fight against the globalists. We don't have a George Soros or a Rockefeller Foundation or a Ford Foundation or any of these extremely well-heeled operations. We have to depend on you, and we can only depend on you. That's why it's crucial you go to the InfoWars.com store, where Silver Bullet, the incredible colloidal silver product, is now on sale for 50% off. I don't know how Alex Jones slashes these prices and does it successfully. I guess it means we can move more product, more volume, but that is what is paying for this beautiful new studio. That is what's paying for our expanded programming on the War Room. It's only because patriots like you have stepped forward and gotten some of the very best all-natural products you can find anywhere in the market today. But when you help yourself, you help us. Now, I particularly like the T-shirts, the First Amendment-oriented T-shirts. And let me say this. When I speak around the country, when I spoke in Salt Lake City this weekend, at least three people showed up wearing their classic Bill Clinton rape T-shirts. Now, this T-shirt is still available at the InfoWars.com store, but not for much longer. This piece is going to end up in the Smithsonian, folks. Get it while you can. When these run out, there will be no more. And I want to see them out there as I travel the country and I speak, because it's a way of identifying like-minded patriots. So, folks, go to the InfoWars.com store. Give us your support. We will give you the truth. We will continue to expose the upcoming coup d'etat against our president, Donald Trump. I've been to Washington. I know what they have planned. Stay with us. We're going to be laying it all out for you on the Alex Jones Show and later at the War Room.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my.
my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Sitting in for my compatriot and comrade, Alex Jones. We're in the foxhole together, you know, in a war against the globalists. Make no bones about it. Those who opposed Donald Trump in the last election, those who thought his election incredibly improbable, are committed to removing him from public office. But we here at InfoWars, we're not going to let that happen. When I attacked that dainty little snowflake, Don Lemon, on my Twitter feed, little did I know that the Twitter feed Uber censors would use that to close down my 300,000 follower Twitter feed. Now, the folks at Stone Cold Truth on Twitter still follow my exploits. Although I don't control that site, you can keep up with my activities if you go there. You can also catch up with what I'm doing on the InfoWars Twitter feed. So I invite you to go to both. There's a petition up at Stone Cold Truth to the Twitter mavens demanding the improbable reinstatement. I will see these folks in court. You see, it's time for Twitter to be regulated like a utility, and we will push until our First Amendment rights are protected. Now, let's go to your phone calls. My favorite part of the show, Robert in Washington, what's on your mind?
Roger, how are you today?
Terrific.
So my thing is, and I see what's going on with November 4th. I've been trying to tell a lot of my friends and family, prepare for something, worst case scenario, something doesn't happen. What if this is just another way to discredit the alt media? You guys prepare for something big. Nothing happens. They come back and say, ha, look at another, you know, lie that they tried to portray on the news and get everybody to believe.
Well, I must tell you, I think that is unlikely, because what I found out yesterday is that this agate prop that they have planned for the streets that they are ginning up with their Tom Steyer paid for TV commercials, with their Soros financed full page newspaper ads, that's just one part of the plot. This is part and parcel of an effort to try to invoke the 25th Amendment. Now, under the 25th Amendment of the Constitution, if a majority of the cabinet and the vice president decide that the president is non compos mentis, that he is no longer mentally stable and able to fulfill the duties of his office, he shall be removed. Now, the president can appeal that question to the U.S. House of Representatives. But why do we think the rhinos who control the House Republican caucus would be of a mind to keep Donald Trump in place? We're going to be outlining this whole nefarious plot this week on InfoWars. But I see a political synergy here, where the street operations paid for by Steyer and Soros and others jibe with the maneuverings of Jeb Bush and Ben Sasse and others in Washington, who are attempting to engineer this 25th Amendment coup. I can report definitively here on InfoWars private meetings between Senator Sasse and Vice President Pence very, very recently. What was that meeting about, Senator? Let's go to Deborah in California. Deborah, what's your question for InfoWars today?
My question is, isn't it almost treason to put out that ad in the New York Times that said we're trying to take the government down?
Well, that's the great thing about our Constitution and the First Amendment. Although they don't respect it at Twitter, we do respect it here at InfoWars. You see, I'm against censorship. I don't care if you're the looniest, most whacked out left winger in the world. Other than physical threats of violence, threats to kill my wife and my family and my dogs, pretty much everything else, in my view, is fairly protected speech. But I do agree with you in this sense. They have shown their hand. And these are interrelated operations. This is not some street rabble paid for by George Soros. They are working with members of the political establishment, both Republican and Democrat, at the highest levels to attempt to achieve what they could not achieve at the ballot box, which is the removal of our president. Thank you very much for your call. Now let's go to Jude in Cincinnati. Jude, don't bring me down. What is your question?
I get that.
I bet you do.
Yours. So a big story that I've been personally researching and thinking that is like it isn't fairly covered and kind of ties everything in is really Hillary's dating back when she became Secretary of State. She was taking a lot of money into her foundation from even like Qatar. And then when Libya happened, you know, that whole thing with Gaddafi, we know, you know, Benghazi turned into the real story, but it was really she was allowing Qatar to fund rebel groups in this country. And then that broke out sort of into Syria because then they were funneling those fighters. They're basically mercenaries, CIA's training them to Syria. And like the guy that was on previously saying, you know, these guys, they're either Sharia or not. They're committing jihad. A lot of these people that they were training committed jihad in Syria, created this huge refugee crisis. And the people that hate nationalism, that really led to the nationalist movements, that refugee crisis.
Well, you raise a good point, and I guess I would say if you want to know what's going to happen, watch what happened in Ukraine very carefully, because what happened there is that the billionaire globalist Viktor Pinchuk paid the Clinton Foundation so much money that he was allowed to mount a neo-Nazi coup overturning the democratically elected government of Ukraine. And it's interesting that their slogan, blood and soil, pops up as the slogan, allegedly, of the Antifa antis in Charlottesville. Coincidence? I think not. It is exactly the same kind of coup that they have in mind here in the United States. Bill and Hillary Clinton are traitors. They worship the almighty dollar. They are not liberals. They are not progressives. They're not even globalists. They are just greedy criminals. And you could purchase from them virtually anything. In this case, the United States government agreed to look the other way while a violent coup was mounted against the democratically elected government of Ukraine. That is what they have in mind here in the United States. Dude, thank you for your call. Daniel in Alabama, a state that recently made major news with the rejection of Senator Luther Strange, the hand-picked candidate of Senator Mitch McConnell, and instead nominated in the Republican primary Judge Roy Moore, a constitutionalist. Daniel, what's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to talk about the JFK files. Y'all keep saying that Trump's released them all. He's only released the files associated with JFK's assassination.
Well, in fact, I'll go a step further. I would like to see the president go back and review the material that was already previously released under the 1992 JFK Records Act, which is far too heavily redacted, which means blacked out, in my opinion. I'd like to see him do with that material what he has just ordered be done with the more recent disclosures, which is get rid of the redactions, get rid of the blackings out. And the president came up with a very clever and, I think, smart response to his deep state handlers. He's happy to withhold any information that revolves around or regards people who are still living today. That is very, very, very few in terms of involvement in this data. So, yes, I will be calling on the president to release it all, and the sooner the better. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and we'll be back for more of your calls.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? And then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Choose to take control of your chemistry.